Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You should know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die. It's the Latin Rhythm section. I love that song. So much of it is, so many of the lyrics sound like you and me, small business owners. We're out here against all odds. Do or die. We're gonna do it. And when people ask me how we did it, we're gonna say, "I didn't know we were supposed to do it." So keep fighting out there, small business owners, and I'm going to keep hanging in there with you on my show, the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. You already knew that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with Mike Rosman. He's the co-president of Bowfly, B-O-E-F-L-Y. Bowfly.com is a marketplace to help small business owners find the financing they need. Mike, thanks again for the good work that you guys do. Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the show. I want you to talk to us about how a marketplace like yours works. And there are others out there. I know that there are others out there. But I want you to talk to us about how this works, because most of the time people think, okay, if I need a loan, I'm going to go down to the corner of the bank to my good friends at the community banks, independent community banks, who are people who participated on your platform, aren't they?
Sure, that absolutely. And so when we built this, it was really piggybacking off the success in other industries with the idea of how do I go ahead and secure the service I'm looking for in the most efficient way for me, the small business owner in this case, that allows me to secure the best pricing as well. So an online marketplace becomes obvious, right? So you see it in travel. I that's how I book my travel, is getting all the fares back in one spot. But the way we work is the small business owner will come to Bowfly and build that really detailed package of financing. What we know, and you know this real well, Jim, is lenders are looking for a substantive amount of information. One of the core services we deliver is allowing that individual prepare that bank-ready financing request very early before they engage with lenders. So they're prepared, they're educated around what a lender is going to be looking for. So by the time we do match them up with lenders, and we have more than 3,600 lenders from around the country, smallest community banks to the largest national banks, we have them in place to connect with those borrowers. They've already been well prepared. One of the things that we've been hearing
So one of the things you do is you make sure that they don't wander into, so to speak, a request for a loan without having the proper documentation.
Yeah, it's a service that we deliver to the small business owner, but also for the lender.
Yeah,
right? The lenders
nobody wants to waste their time. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. Nobody wants to be unproductive. They want to make it happen. So, you know, I mean, the reason why this is so important, folks, is because it took me a lot of years, Mike, trial and error, to find out the right combination to take to a bank to get a loan. I've known the right combination for a long time, but I wasted a lot of trips.
That's right. And the idea of one, being more efficient, but also getting the benefits of competition, letting those banks compete, we think is important. But one thing I know, I'm sure you hear, Jim, is can I get a loan? And that's one of the things that we've historically, because we want to have a thorough package, haven't solved well until now. This new solution we have, it's called BQUAL, letter B-Q-U-A-L, allows a business owner up front, or a new business owner, to get the same data and scores that the lender is going to use on them. So there's a new score that SBA relies on all loans under $350,000 for SBA financing. It's called the FICO SBSS score, and uses credit bureau data, but it's required on all SBA loans.
Yeah.
So the ability for
it's the credit scoring process that I hate.
Well, you know, so these loans, and I don't disagree with some of the core elements there. But what we do know is that lenders use this information, like it or not.
Yeah, I agree with you. And when I say I hate it, What I hate is are the banks that you and I know that use that process and only that process. They don't allow for the human factor. They don't give the borrower credit for their character, and they actually I've actually had bankers tell me, Mike, that they consider their credit score to be their character, and you and I both know that that's not accurate.
Enormously problematic, right? And the SBA hasn't swung so far in the direction of this data-driven score. Right. What they say is it has to clear a certain hurdle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And if it doesn't, we're going to do a different level of processing on it.
That's
but if it
right.
does,
and,
let's go
and
ahead.
They rely, and they also rely on the bank that helped them with to contribute to this too, don't they, to contribute to the decision.
That's right. And so our view is, as long as SBA and lenders are using it, let's let a borrower or a business owner get it really up front. And
if nothing else, it helps you understand what standards are out there.
That's exactly right. So we view this as an educational tool.
Yeah, no question.
To allow a small business owner to be smarter.
For the first time, and I didn't realize you could actually get this, so congratulations on making this available. For the first time, we can kind of lift the hood of all this credit scoring mystique, mystery that's out there, and see what the banks are considering, right? Because most banks won't tell you what their credit scoring elements are.
That's right. So within the small business realm, this is all new field. You've been able to get your consumer credit score for some time.
Right, but not your business.
But not the core business good. Score SBA is using.
Very good. It's called BQUAL, BQUAL, and you can find it out more at BoeFly, BOEFLY.com. Is that right, Mike?
That's right, and also at BQUAL.com. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, BQUAL.com. Okay, check that out, too. Folks, this is very helpful. Hey, Mike, congratulations. Thanks for the great job.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Check that out, folks, bqual.com. I think it will definitely educate you. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.